Business and Investment. This program will provide information on business activities in and around Ethiopia. This program will create a platform for investors to highlight their business and investment opportunities, as well as outline the challenges faced. The program will also provide a brief summary of new investment ventures, business and investment, here at 105.3 Afro FM, your infotainment station.
This is the weekly business and investment program on 105.3 Afro FM, your infotainment station. And once again, I welcome you all to stay with the program for a while. I'm Johannes Kazang, and today I'll talk a little about the textile industry sector. The textile and garments manufacturing sector has been one of the priority areas for the government.
This program is brought to you by the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, UNECA, Knowledge for Development.
There are many state-owned and private textile and garment factories in Ethiopia, and the Ethiopian Investment Agency says the textile industry is Ethiopia's largest manufacturing industry. The industry contributes the lion's share of employment in the manufacturing subsector. This industry sector is one of the strategic industries for export development. The availability of the main raw material, which is cotton, is also the major factor for the promotion and expansion of this sector. The Ethiopian textile industry has many advantages to offer for investors. It is also said that the product and supply value chain of the industry provides wider opportunities for investors interested to specialize in certain products or involved in the production of integrated products. Though the sector is still in its early stages of development, reports show that it has been showing big improvement. This improvement in growth of the textile industry sector is expected to stimulate the export and domestic consumption of textile. The textile sector has been targeted as a key economic activity for the growth of the national economy through generating hard currency. It is also set out in the 5-year growth and transformation plan to generate $1 billion from the sector alone. In the planned period, about 40,000 citizens are expected to get job opportunities in the sector. With regard to the market, it is said that Ethiopia has the largest potential domestic market in Africa for textile products. Producers will therefore enjoy the huge unexploited potential in this sector, given the large size of local market and the huge textile imports. During the 2010-11 fiscal year alone, the country's textile sector has secured more than $60 million from exports. According to the Textile Industry Development Institute's annual report, this was more than 73% of the target plan for the year. China, Indonesia, India, and United Arab Emirates are the major countries exporting textile and clothing to Ethiopia. Their market share totals approximately 70%. Thailand, Taiwan, Turkey, United Kingdom, Pakistan, and Korea Republic are the other major exporting countries to Ethiopia. Major importers from Ethiopia include the United States, Germany, Netherlands, and France. According to the data obtained from the Ministry of Agriculture, Ethiopia has 2.6 million hectares of land suitable for cotton farming. However, the country only uses 3% of this land. I hope this has helped you get some information about Ethiopia's textile industry sector. Other developments in the sector will be presented accordingly in the future. I'm Johannes Kazang, along with the editor Shumelis Marasa and the technician Abiot Kebeyo. Thank you and have a nice time.
This program is brought to you by the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, UNECA, Knowledge for Development.
Business and Investment. This program will provide information on business activities in and around Ethiopia. This program will create a platform for investors to highlight their business and investment opportunities, as well as outline the challenges faced. The program will also provide a brief summary of new investment ventures. Business and Investment, here at 105.3 Afro FM, your infotainment station.